So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa mentioned in the previous daf. Regarding Bechor, the Pasuk says it cannot be redeemed even by the Kohen, which means that the Kedusha does not transfer to the money, implying, however, that once he gives it to the Kohen, it can be sold, albeit retaining its Kedusha. However, regarding Maisa Behemoth, the Pasuk says it cannot be redeemed nor sold at all, as the Bryce explains. It cannot be sold alive or slaughtered with or without a blemish. The Gemara now suggests several sources that the words lo yigo, literally that Maisa cannot be redeemed, also mean that it cannot be sold. Nema lo yigo b'maisa, v'nema lo yigo b'charam. Regarding charam, the Pasuk says, ach kol cherem, lo yimker v'lo yigo. They cannot be sold nor redeemed. Regarding Maisa Behemoth, the Pasuk says, v'chol Maisa b'akar b'tzayin, v'hayuhu smarasti yikaydish lo yigo. The Pasuk uses the same expression lo yigo to say that one cannot redeem Maisa Behemoth, no charamim, when one consecrates his possessions and they are given to the Kohen. Therefore, we expound, ma'ala halon mechiri imoy, avka mechiri imoy. We learn from this Gzeir Shavah that Maisa too cannot be redeemed nor sold. The Gemara asks that we cannot derive Maisa from Charamim because Charam has the following Chumra. Ma'al Charam shekin cholam ala kol. Charam are applicable to all of one's possessions, even hektish, because one would then have to give their monetary value to the Kohanim, i.e. their Tevis Anah, the value of what he benefits by bringing the carbon. However, an animal of hektish cannot become Maisa. The Gemara answers Mufni. One of these Pesukim is superfluous in order to expound this Gezer Shabbat, and so we do not ask this Pircha. I think we're seeks to find which Lo Yigol is superfluous. Perhaps lo yomer b'lo yigol b'charamim b'yigomer b'maiser. Perhaps the lo yigol of charamim is superfluous because we can derive charamim from maiser. This cannot be so because we would ask ma'ala maiser shekin kadosh lafanu b'la'achrav cannot derive charamim from maiser because maiser has this chumra that it takes effect even if one mistakenly consecrates the 9th or 11th animal counted. Or perhaps lo yomer lo yigol b'charamim b'yigomer b'bachar. Perhaps lo yigol of charamim is superfluous because we can derive charamim from bachar. This cannot be so, because we would ask, Ma'ala b'char shekein kudashas mirachim. We cannot derive charam from b'char, because b'char has the chumah that it is automatically consecrated when it is born. Rather, lo yomer lo yigol b'maiser. Yigomer havar mi'b'char. Lo yigol of maiser is superfluous, because we can derive maiser from b'char through gzeirah shava of havar as follows. The pasuk of maiser states, Kol ha'sheyaver tachas ha'shevet, hasiri yi kodesh l'Hashem. And the pasuk of b'char states, V'havar tekol patarechem l'Hashem. Ma'bachar kodesh v'ein nigel, af ma'aser kodesh v'ein nigel. Just as b'char is sanctified and cannot be redeemed, so to ma'aser which is sanctified cannot be redeemed. And the Gemara points out that we cannot argue as before that we cannot derive ma'aser from b'char because ma'al b'char shekein kudushasi mirachem, because v'avarta kro yiseiruhu. The word v'avarta in the pasuk of b'char is superfluous to expound this gezeirah shavah, because the pasuk could have merely read kol patarechem l'Hashem without the word v'avarta. Therefore, since the halacha that ma'aser cannot be redeemed can be derived from b'char, Lo yigol dekas rachmana b'maisa lafnuye. The phrase lo yigol in the pasuk of maisa is superfluous, and we use it for the gzeirah shavah to derive maisa from haram that maisa cannot be sold either. An alternate source that maisa cannot be sold. Lo yigol de haram lo yitzarch. The words lo yigol in the pasuk of haram is superfluous because the isnu hecha. Regarding which case does the Torah need to tell us that one cannot redeem haram? Ibe bailim hektish ninu. If it's still in the possession of the original owner, it's consecrated and designated for hektish, and the owner does not have the right to sell it. Ibe kain chuluninu. Once it's already in the possession of the kain, it's considered ordinary chulun, completely his, and he can certainly sell it. Therefore, legal dekas vachmano lamali. Why does the Torah need to say that one cannot redeem charam? There's never a situation here where redemption would work. Rather, in l'charamim tenei in l'maiser. The extra words legal in the pasuk of charam serve to teach us that maiser cannot be sold. A third source, lo yigol de maiser lo yimacharu. The words lo yigol in the pasuk of maiser really mean that it cannot be sold, because the pasuk says v'hayuhu smarasi yikodesh lo yigol. If one makes a timura, an attempted exchange of a maiser behem with an animal of chulin, both animals are kodesh and cannot be redeemed. Now, emasai oisa timura michaim, emasai in a nigel michaim. Just as timura can only be done while the animal is alive, the Torah is also saying that it cannot be redeemed while it is alive, and so we can infer, halachar shechita nigel, after it is slaughtered, it can be redeemed. However, this cannot be, because haboy hamadav aracha, we need to stand the animal before us and evaluate it before redeeming it. Therefore, lo yigol lo yimacharu, the pasuk is referring to selling the animal, and tells us that it can only be sold after it is slaughtered, but it cannot be sold while it is still alive. The Gemara asks, if lo yigol means that it cannot be sold, why did the Torah not write lo yimacher? The Gemara answers, ikas rachman lo yimacher. If the Torah would have expressly referred to selling, we might have thought, is dabunihu delemizdabin, the ka'avad uvdin nechav. It cannot be sold because that's treating it like an ordinary animal of chum. But perhaps it can be redeemed because the money now belongs to Hektish. The Torah used the expression gula redemption to teach us that it cannot be sold nor redeemed.